This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The latest jobs report from the state indicates the number of jobs created in Missouri is going up. The unemployment rate is at its lowest in nearly 4 years, and some of the greatest growth was in the construction industry. KBIA's Charles Minshew spoke with industry leaders to find out more.
In September, 4,300 jobs were added to the construction industry across the state of Missouri. While workforce numbers are down from a year ago, Ken Simonson, the chief economist for the Associated General Contractors of America, says people should be cautiously optimistic about the new numbers.
Construction employment figures for September are a good preliminary indicator, a nice upturn of 4,300 jobs from August. But it's still too early to tell if this is a long-term rise. Employment is down from a year ago, as it has been for quite a while. So we can only hope that this is the beginning of a sustained upturn.
Don Stamper with the Home Builders Association of Columbia says the number of construction projects in the area is increasing.
Well, we've seen dramatic increases in residential and commercial, more residential than commercial. But it has been the kind of growth that, is moving in the right direction.
According to construction permit records from the City of Columbia, the number of permits for new construction issued in August and September of this year is more than double than the number issued during the same period a year ago. Charles Minshew, KBIA News.
The details of the state's job report, including a breakdown of how industries are faring in the economy, visit KBIA.org. Columbia Public Works Department workers recently painted yellow lines to restrict parking along Crestmere and South Garth Avenue. KBIA's Jen Cooper tells us why.
Crestmere Avenue residents are frustrated at the parking situation on their street. Library patrons and parents with children in Grant Elementary School park on the street, leaving no room for residents. Workers painted the yellow lines after a resident asked their councilperson to review the situation. Public Works Department engineer Richard Stone says the yellow lines provide information to motorists.
We received a citizen contact, our city manager's office did, and it was, I believe, directed to the councilperson in the fourth ward to take a look at the situation, see if we could help folks park in appropriate locations.
While residents are happy the lines are in place, some residents wish they were notified before the lines were painted. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Missourians will pay higher prices for pumpkins this fall. As Samantha Reinhardt explains, this summer's drought is continuing to take its toll on local growers.
Pumpkins are often considered a drought-resilient crop, but the combination of extreme heat and low rainfall have taken their toll on Missouri pumpkins. Due to the extreme stress on the vines and the consistent lack of water, local growers may boast fewer and smaller pumpkins. David Trinkline is the Associate Professor of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri. He says the reason behind higher pumpkin prices is about more than simple supply and demand.
A lot of folks who sell pumpkins and who used to buy Missouri pumpkins have been looking to other states, and Michigan evidently had a fairly good crop this year. So the cost is going to be greater because they have to be transported by truck all the way from Michigan, even though the crop was ample in Michigan.
Trinkline says he does not expect the taste of the pumpkins to be affected. I'm Samantha Reinhardt.
Leaders at the University of Missouri are coming out in support of a ballot measure to significantly raise Missouri's cigarette tax. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports University Curator Warren Erdman contributed $5,000 to Proposition B. That's the ballot measure which would raise the state cigarette tax. His company, Kansas City Southern Railway, gave $25,000. University System President Tim Wolf also gave a $1,000 donation. Chancellors from three of the system's four campuses have chipped in as well. The ballot item would raise Missouri's cigarette tax to 90 cents a pack. The current 17-cent tax is the lowest in the nation. The proposal could generate between $283 million and $423 million annually, with 80% of the additional revenue going toward education. Small businesses don't always get to showcase their work, but as KBIA's Ryan Shiner reports, in Columbia yesterday, they had the ability to network with other businesses at the Micro Business Fair and Reception.
The Columbia Chamber of Commerce put on the fair at the Stony Creek Inn. Chamber President Don Laird says this gives businesses an opportunity to network.
The main thing we hope is for those that are participating to gain access to some new knowledge, some new products, anything that someone else is doing, give them a chance to be able to see what else is out there.
Business owner Debbie Mathis was a keynote speaker at the event. Mathis says events like this are helpful to microbusiness owners who sometimes don't know about opportunities available to them.
Opportunities would be the ability to provide health insurance in an instance where they weren't able to before because of a federal tax credit that they might be entitled to.
Microbusinesses usually employ fewer than 10 people. Ryan Scheiner, KBIA News.
Boonville's livestock auction barn will reopen as the Missouri Valley Commission Company next Tuesday. But as KBIA's Connor Wiss tells us, it will be under new ownership.
John Angel of Centralia owns the soon-to-be-opened auction farm with his brother Justin and business partner Mike Van Monen. Angel says with the previous owner, the company sold up to 60,000 head of cattle a year.
There's quite a need in this area to have a local barn for the cattlemen and farmers of the area to sell their livestock.
Angel says the barn will keep the old Tuesday sale date the same, but plans to implement new technological changes.
When we open up next week, we should have a brand new state-of-the-art computer system hooking the sale ring and ring scales to the office.
Angel says his family currently operates another auction in Bowling Green, Missouri. The three owners hold a long history with livestock sales in the Midwest, including their family's start with the Columbia Livestock Auction in 1948. Connor Wist, KBIA News.
More than 100 MU students gathered on campus for last night's presidential debate between President Barack Obama and Republican nominee Mitt Romney. KBIA's Meg Pulling has this.
Several MU student groups, including Tigers Against Partisan Politics, the Missouri Students Association, and Associated Students at the University of Missouri, hosted the event to encourage more students to learn about politics. MU student Trey Sprick is president of Tigers Against Partisan Politics. He says it is important for college students to take advantage of the right to vote.
As cheesy and cliched as it sounds, we really are the future of the country, and so our needs have to be identified when it comes to policymaking. So it's really, really important for students to come to events like this, to educate themselves on the issues, to realize how important it is for them to vote, and then to vote and not just stop there.
About 185 MU students attended a debate watch party at the Bangalore Lounge in Memorial Union to observe the debate in a nonpartisan environment. Following the 90-minute showdown, MU history professor and self-proclaimed political junkie Robert Collins led a discussion about the candidates' performances and the policies they addressed. TAP, MSA, and ASUM will host another debate watch party Monday, October 22nd at the MU Black Culture Center. Meg Pulling, KBIA News.
Senator Claire McCaskill stopped by Flat Branch and Pub and Brewing in Columbia yesterday to show her support for students and middle-class families. KBIA's Elisa Lopez tells us about McCaskill's aim when coming back to Columbia.
McCaskill says she proudly paid for college by working as a waitress. On Tuesday, she reenacted that experience as she waited tables at Flat Branch for an hour. McCaskill says she is concerned about Missouri's students.
It's also important we keep minimum wage in place so that young people have an opportunity to help out as they go through what is a very expensive endeavor these days, and that's getting a college degree.
McCaskill says she received student loans when she studied law at MU and that she supports the Pell Grants. Her opponent in the race for Missouri Senate, Republican Todd Akin, has said that the government should not be involved with the student loan business. Elisa Lopez, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.